which either brings out a resourceful, heroic side of people, or just the opposite. Stay with us.
Another side of Ira Glass, host of This American Life, will come out when he leaves the studio and steps onto the Pillow stages June 13th and 14th in three acts, two dancers, one radio host. Jacob's Pillow artistic and executive director Ella Baff says the stories depicted visually through dance are just like the ones heard on the radio show.
You see Ira doing what he does on radio, but doing it in person. And some of it is a bit improvised, most of it is very scripted, the way his radio shows are. But you get to know him in a way that you don't get to see on radio. And he talks about dance, and he talks about a lot of other things about life.
Glass joins the contemporary dance ensemble Monica Bill Barnes & Company for the show, which predates the Pillow's season opening gala June 20th. Baff says she was won over after seeing a rehearsal performance.
There's the perfect and totally engaging Ira Glass. And what an unlikely idea. And I think there's a great quote from him, actually, that what a great idea to have this improbable marriage of radio, where you can't see any dancing, and dancing, which is generally without words. So it's a terrific show. It's absolutely, human in the way that all of Ira's stories are. And it sort of takes what's mundane about life and somehow makes it extraordinary because it's mundane.
An expansion of Blake's Barn, home to the Pillow's archives that contain items dating back to 1894, is expected to be completed in June. Coinciding with the 20th anniversary of public access to the archives, Baff says the renovation will triple the size of viewing areas and storage space.
We're going to expand our documentation, photography, videography area downstairs. The public access room, where we're going to have more viewing stations. We have Jacob's Pillow Dance Interactive, which you can look up online, and I encourage everybody to do. But there's also a Jacob's Pillow Dance Interactive station on site where you can access all kinds of materials from the archive.
The world premiere of Intensio is set for July 22nd at the Pillow's Ted Shawn Theater in Beckett. Co-commissioned by Jacob's Pillow, it features American Ballet Theater principal dancer Daniil Simkin. Baff says the unveiling is much anticipated in the dance world, which obviously brings some angst.
But, you know, when you work with artists who are that talented, who are exceptional, it's a pretty good bet that it's going to turn out okay. You never know for sure, but it's a pretty good bet.
Perhaps having more significance after announcements concerning an easing of diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and Cuba, come August, Baff is hopeful more people will see Havana-based group Mel Paso, featuring live performances by Grammy Award-winning pianist and composer Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra.
They are stunning dancers, and I think it also gives everybody a little window into what is happening in contemporary dance in Cuba, which we'll probably see more of now that, you know, relations sort of start to thaw a bit more between countries.
And in June, New York Theater Ballet brings the ballet Cinderella, a story many kids and parents have fond memories of thanks to the Disney film. Although there won't be singing mice, the dancers will be spinning. 10 weeks of ticketed performances and free events created some 96,000 visitor experiences at Jacob's Pillow in 2014, the most successful season on record. Tickets for the 83rd annual festival go on sale to members January 12th. Single event tickets go on sale to the public April 1st. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.